time for All Tech Considered now, and our tech team is venturing, along with many big companies these days, into the realm of artificial intelligence. It's an industry that evokes science fiction. For instance, writer Isaac Asimov once wrote these rules for a fictional race of robots: don't hurt humans, obey them, and protect yourself, unless that would require hurting a human or disobeying one. Well, today perhaps a fourth rule is in order: don't be evil. NPR's Steve Henn reports that Google is investing heavily in robotics, buying up more than half a dozen firms.
Google is on a robot buying binge.
So Google has acquired...
So Redwood Robotics.
Shaft.
As far as I know, Boston Dynamics.
Well, they've disclosed publicly that they...
Mecca.
Autofus.
IPI.
Nest.
Halomni.
That's
Brian Gerke, CEO of the Open Source Robotics Foundation. Rich Mahoney, director of the robotics program at SRI, Melanie Weiss, CEO of Unbounded Robotics, and Paola Santana, co-founder of Matternet, a startup drone delivery company. Google's recent purchases of more than half a dozen little robotics companies has set the industry abuzz. But when I asked Google what they're up to with all these robots, the company wouldn't say a thing.
They're very careful. They haven't disclosed. Nobody knows what they're doing, to expect that something good and powerful is going to come out of that.
Rich Mahoney was on the board of Redwood Robotics, one of the companies Google bought.
So if I had information that wasn't proprietary, I would share it. But most right now, they're being pretty careful about what they're telling.
So you signed an NDA?
That's correct.
As I poked around, talking to folks at companies that hadn't been bought, these NDAs, non-disclosure agreements, kept popping up. Here's Brian Gerke at the nonprofit Open Source Robotics Foundation.
We are under NDA with Google, but even under that NDA, they won't tell us anything.
And again, with Melanie Weiss at Unbounded Robotics.
Have they tried to buy you?
Well, if they had, we couldn't disclose that.
Theories about what Google is working on range from the wildly ambitious, picture a self-aware C-3PO, to the mundane, like factory automation. But one thing's clear. There are a couple trends in robotics that have captured the imagination of executives at Google. The first is that building robots is getting cheaper.
So who is this?
This is UBR1, our buddy.
UBR1 is a friendly little orange and white robot on wheels.
He's a little bit like R2-D2 size.
It has one arm that can reach around and grab stuff. And when it stops...
we make the robot get taller.
Its spine goes up.
Like, oh... it gets bigger like E.T.
Uber One is designed to work right next to people in warehouses and small businesses, doing things like sorting packages. The previous generation of robots like this cost up to $400,000. But Uber One and its competitors cost just a tenth of that. And a decade ago, Brian Gerke says if you wanted to build a robot to do anything, like clean up after your kids, it was pretty tough.
To get a robot to do something useful, you actually need to be an expert in many, many areas.
You'd have to be a mechanical engineer, a computer vision expert, and a whiz at motion planning. But today, free open source robotic software has many of these solutions baked right in.
What you want in order to be able to really innovate in this area is to have all the basics, the things that everybody needs, just taken care of.
And that has freed up folks like Melanie Weiss to tackle harder problems, like trying to teach a robot to plug itself into an electrical outlet.
Just to recognize one type of outlet in different lighting conditions was a very difficult problem.
Roboticists approach problems like this by feeding their machines reams of data. They show them thousands of pictures of different electrical outlets in different lighting conditions and create software to help machines recognize these patterns. And it turns out this is also how Google teaches its search engine to anticipate your needs and offer you search results before you've even finished typing. It's exactly this kind of data-driven statistical analysis that is one of Google's core strengths. And the skill set may well be why Google's suddenly feeling so much love for so many robots. If so, Melanie Weiss understands.
I'm affectionate towards all robots. Actually, there's this growing series of pictures with me, like, basically spazzing out and hugging robots.
Google executives seem to know that feeling. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.